We check in with a guy who probably has a couple of hours sleep under his belt. It is the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters, Bill Rousseau. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, like I said, you're probably a little sleepier than I am. You've been up all night counting ballots, and there are a couple of too-close-to-call races in Sonoma County, Bill.
Yep.
Santa Rosa, District 4, the city council seat. Just about 150 votes separate the top two candidates. And what's left to count?
Well, that's a good question. The vote by mails and the provisional ballots are still outstanding. And probably by tomorrow, we'll have at least a quantification in gross about how many we have or got back from the polling places. This morning, everybody was there late, and so we'll be start working on quantifying those ballots in the next 2 days.
Okay. And so is there any time frame as to when, you know, the official count will be certified by you?
Yeah, 30 days from yesterday. It's probably going to take that long because one is we anticipate that we've got a lot of vote by mails that were dropped off. Could be in the 50 to 75,000 vote range. And what I try to do as the poll workers start coming back is interview them in their cars. And they are saying they had a lot of provisional ballots this time because a lot of people's polling places changed because of city elections. You had
the district
school and you had the city council. So a lot of them got carved into somewhat all vote by mail and others with just different polling places. And they showed up and wanted to vote maybe at the wrong polling place or at the right polling place, but didn't surrender their ballots, so they voted provisionally.
Yeah, plus
provisional is going to take us a little bit longer than the last ones to count because we have to make sure they didn't vote twice.
And talk about the conditional voter registration and what part that played or is playing here.
That's a very good question, is that the law changed a little over a year ago to allow what's called conditional voter registration, which means that even inside the 15-day, usually a 15-day before the election voter registration ends, it allows folks to come in that aren't registered to fill out a registration form, and if they're not registered in some other county or et cetera, get a provisional ballot. Basically, it's a conditional voter registration ballot, but it's similar to the provisional. And we got hit really hard the last 2 days, and it only can be done in our main office. And I think I heard Victoria talking before me on here, and she noticed that as well. I think we had close to 1,000 of those provisional voters, and it takes a little bit longer for that process. So we were pretty slammed yesterday, and it's a good news, bad news. I mean, the bad news is we were slammed. The good news is maybe 1,000 people got to vote that might not have.
And another striking thing, I think, and you're talking or referring to it a little bit, is that a lot of people who ask for the vote by mail registration end up filling those out at home and then dropping them off, often the day of the election. So that's got to put a little more into the logjam.
It does. It does. And we have to check all the rosters from all the polling places before we do work all that as well, just to make sure people didn't vote twice, or there's a lot of different machinations that we have to go through before we finish the canvas. And we'll know in the next few days how heavy the provisionals and vote by mails are. That'll really tell us if there's a lot of provisionals. It means it's going to take us a lot longer.
Yeah,
because we have to be very careful with those.
And Bill, one more thing before we let you go, and that is voter turnout. It appears by the numbers to be less than we thought. Correct?
Yeah, but I'm not going to admit my prediction's not on until we know how many ballots are out there. I spent a lot of the night doing a bunch of different modeling to figure out where we were at, and I think we can still get to at least 75%.
75% turnout? Well, that's certainly acceptable and about at the same levels, it sounds like, as of the last two midterm elections anyway.
Well, the two before the last one. The last one was a 60.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say we're digging out today. We had a pretty much rough 2 days with a lot of folks in the office and trying to take care of their customer service needs. So the staff at the Register of Voters office was just incredible. They worked so hard these last few days.
And apparently the work is going to continue. passed today.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you get back to it. But, Bill, thanks so much for taking some time out to be with us this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Now get back to work. That's Sonoma County Registrar of Voters Bill Rousseau talking about ballots yet to be counted.